My mind's been going around so much. I actually wrote this down so when I reach this moment, I could just read it. Why will he heal or restore your body? Because you're his body. How will Jesus ever have an imperfect body? How will Jesus have a body that has sickness? How will Jesus have a body that has sin in it? He can't, right? Well, if you're his body, then why wouldn't you have that expectation of the reflection of him in you becoming in you? Why would he provide for you just like he did for 5,000 people? Because you're his body. He lives in you. He loves you. He lives in you. And his life, as much as you'll allow, is being reflected in you, and not just in you, also out from you. One more. If all this is true, and it is, and you walk around and you meditate on it until it actually becomes real in you, all of a sudden, the way you look at things will change. We all know, you know, the Spirit of God lives in us. Hallelujah. Jesus, by his Spirit, lives in us. That's what he said. But most of the time when we go to God, we think about it being from the outside in, not from the inside out. And the practicality of course, Jesus will heal you. But it's all by faith. You have to have that picture in you. You have to know that it's true. That is what you stand on. That's your profession. And it comes out from the Word of God, right? So as you meditate on those things, think also of this, Acts 10, 38. Says that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about, remember all that stuff we did for a long time? Being a benefactor. Okay, not just doing good. That literally is a noun. Being a benefactor. He was being a benefactor to people. And the same word, EMI, healing. He was supernaturally restoring all that were oppressed, being crushed under the weight of the enemy, for God was with him. Now, if everything I've said is true, and it is, and he is in you, and he is, then that's what you should be doing too. That should be your attitude. Let him be God in terms of through you. Quit trying to do it yourself. Don't come to him like the apostles and say, hey, Jesus, getting late in the day here, you need to send these people away. Don't be trying to tell him. Listen to him and let him do what he does. It says he ever lives to make intercession for us. So he's there before the throne of God on the right hand, interceding for us. He always has us on his mind because he loves us. Because we're his body. We are his body. He is contained in us. Of course, he will take care of your body. Well, Mark, how far can you go? there's no limit. It exceeds physical reality and human knowledge. Well, I never. No, neither have I, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. Because he, Jesus, said, all things are possible to the one who believes. He said, you can talk to the mountain, it'll move, and nothing shall be impossible to you. But the force of that operation is faith, and you have to have that. And if you don't, you can cry out to God for grace and mercy, and you can try all the kind of other stuff and, you know, maybe get something done. But the fact of the matter is, I was going to bring that. There's several times where Jesus made the comment, like when he was talking to Peter after he pulled him up out of the water, and he said, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? But don't get condemned about this, okay? Because you doubt, just keep working on it. Keep putting it before your face. Keep talking to him about it. Keep listening to his Spirit speaking in you. Remember when I said that he welcomed them and talked to them about the kingdom of God, right? If you'll go sit down, he will begin talking to you about the kingdom of God. And that, his words, it will build that faith in you to where I really believe we're going to see such amazing things in the days ahead. And not like later on, I mean like from now on. Because people are going to actually come to believe. They're going to get out of church and into the kingdom. And I really believe that. The faith is available because it will be given to you, and then you can act. Hallelujah. Y'all can go ahead and stand up. We'll just stop. Father, I am so grateful to you so much for this morning. I thank you for the people who are here to receive it. I know as they receive it, if they receive it, they will believe it. And if they believe it, they'll receive it. It'll happen. And I'm grateful to you for it and for them. Hallelujah. Amen.